Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thanks for tuning in today with Miss Edna Speak. This is one of the series that I'll be doing on just walking the street. Right, no chaser as my passing today. But I wanted to talk about youth today because I was getting so many requests and questions from different organizations, clients about you can say to someone else in true love. You know, when this happens to me this way, I do this. And I've experienced this when I was acting this way. And it would be receiving in your life is not a lie. And what I mean is that every turnaround, someone, something, somewhere is irritating. Where you can't get along with someone, where you can't get along, and you can't see the perspective of someone else, you're embarrassed in the black way. You're embarrassed that you know it all. And is that right? So you're not living in your truth. You're living in a made up protective hope. I am going to be this way, I am going to stay this way to protect myself from this person and that person. You can't do it. You get a lot of questions like that, especially from the field that I'm working in. And I'm always re-stressing or re-programming the thought patterns of individuals who have been stuck in certain areas of their lives. And I get that amazing opportunity to share my life and my story with people on a daily basis. So I don't get an opportunity to judge, prejudge somebody, pre-plan somebody's life, or become somebody's hero when I'm not my own hero. You see, as a survivor, I have to survive. I have to be a survivor, and I have to become my own hero, save myself from my own situation, my own consequences, because there are consequences. That you know, but in relationships, because that's all we're really here for. Let's get that clear. We're here for relationships. Whether you love or not, we're here to relate to other people. That's the cross. The first part of the cross is up and down alignment with God. Here we have to say and be able to communicate clearly, just straight up and down. And the rest is your hands reaching out. Someone else in relationship. So when you cannot master relationships, yes, they go far less. Some of them you're not giving enough information or something to relate on. But when you can not get closer, because you'll never get closer on anything, because everybody's closer is not the same as your closer. When you get to the point where I need to complete something, I need you to say that I employ all my skills, my abilities to make this relationship what it can be at that moment. And then let it go. If it needs to let go, you can then say, now I have conquered something. Now I can say, someone else, or now I can share my experience. But most of the time, we want to prejudge and we want to get them on our level and be their hero because we had no heroes in our lives. Our fathers and our mothers, we left, you know, we didn't go and fight for ourselves, fight, you know, really fight the fight. And yes, we're trying to recover a relationship at an adult age, if we are adults or even in our 20s, we're trying to recover. Your full view of where you are, your experience with being that truth, and you may not seem like someone else. Someone can have the same exact and still not see it the same way. And that's okay. That's where we begin. That's okay. When you can believe and trust that that person is going to get it regardless, and they're going to get it to help them, not to help. I lived that experience. When you can get to that point, you're really addressed to, am I on an ego trip? Many of us don't want to dig that. We want to be superficial, and we don't want to dig deep into a wound. Really, really the crux of why we do able to relate to others effectively. How it is. It's always going to be a blemish, always going to be a colored hue on how we look at it. And all I'm saying is if you want to be true, you have to be honest with yourself and come in alignment with those things that you know either were shared with you that weren't true, that you thought was true, and believe, oh, that they're not true, but you're just hanging on to fulfill some ego trip of yours, whether it's something that you grew up with and people told you that you were supposed to morally do, or whether you believe it really is true and there's some sin.